watches it through the recording, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop. Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate.
You're listening to KBOO 90.7 on your FM dial. Welcome to Proverbial Perspectives. My name is Mickey Honeycutt, and I will be co-hosting along with Mr. LaShawn McCarthy.
Good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. I'd like to thank KBOO for allowing us to be here this evening.
And this is another edition of Teen Talk. Well, actually, we have a little surprise because we have preteen talk today. We have some outstanding young men here today from SEI Academy, and we would like to introduce them to our listeners.
Hi, my name is Marvin Nieto, and I attend SEI Academy, and I'm 12 years old. I'm in sixth grade.
Good job. Next.
Hi, my name is Glenn Foster, and I attend SEI Academy. I am in the 7th grade, and I'm 12 years old.
Hello, my name is Dante Thomas, and I attend SEI Academy. I'm in the 6th grade, and I'm 11 years old.
Hi, my name is Jalen. I'm 11 years old, and I'm in 6th grade, and I attend an SEI Academy.
Oh, well, welcome, welcome. And usually I have teen talk with high schoolers. But we have these wonderful kids, as you heard, from SEI Academy, which is a charter school. Mm-hmm. And for those that do not know SEI in middle school, can you guys kind of give them a little information about SEI Academy and, you know, what it's all about there? Glenn?
Hi, I'm Glenn. And I like SEI Academy really good because I attended SEI Academy last year when I was in the sixth grade. And I got to admit, it wasn't the greatest, but this year it changed a whole lot. And I'm learning more, I'm getting better grades, and things are going on.
Okay.
Good.
Hi, I'm Marvin, and at SEI, we have different things than other public schools have. At our school, we have something called coordinators. And as you heard, it's Miss Honeycutt and Mr. McCarthy. And it's good to have them around at our school because they help us out, they listen to us, they listen to our problems, and they always like to know how we're doing in our classes, what we're doing in school, and how well we're doing in school.
Okay. Go ahead. What makes SEI Academy, the charter school, so different from a regular middle school?
This is Dante, and what makes it different is because there are a bunch of people there, and you have more time than other schools, because instead of 3 o'clock or 2:10, it's like 3:45. Mm-hmm. We have after-school programming, and that's pretty fun because there's things and subjects we can do after school, and it lets us express ourselves.
Okay, good.
All right. I guess one component that makes SEI special is the SEI standards and preamble.
Oh.
And Ms. Honeycutt, I think it'd be a good thing for us to maybe share a little bit of that with our listeners.
I would love to. Actually, Mr. McCarthy, you took the words right out of my mouth.
All right.
So we will be giving our listeners a treat right now. If could we share the preamble and the SEI standards all together? Okay. Go.
The SEI standards are founded upon the principles of integrity and respect. Integrity implies truthfulness, modesty, and trustworthiness. Respect because respect exemplifies courtesy, honor, reverence.
All right, okay. Good job.
Good job.
Yeah. How about, can we do it like one at a time?
The standard?
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Okay, that sounds good. So who wants to go ahead and start off with standard number one?
Hi, I'm Marvin, and standard number one is, in SEI, we greet each other every day with a smile and a handshake to strengthen the relationship between us.
Good job.
Hi, this is Glenn, and standard number two is, in SEI, we honor and respect each other, and so we address one another with proper language and speech.
Good job.
Hi, this is Dante, and standard number three is, in SCI, we value the space of ourselves and others and are careful not to intrude or injure each other.
Hi, this is Jalen, and standard number four is, in SCI, we are mindful of what is true, strive to be honest in word and deed.
All right, and standard number five, I'll take that one. Standard number five is, in SCI, we treasure our rich culture and hold the cultures of all people in high regard.
Okay, you want to
hit it? Hi, I'm Marvin again, and standard number six is, in SCI, we strive to reflect our beauty both inwardly in our standing and outwardly in our appearance.
And we also say one thing at the end of our standards, and what is that?
In SCI, we keep it real.
Good job. So we're going to continue to keep it real. And we're going to be covering some really important topics today.
Yeah, and I guess the listeners probably want to know exactly how we chose these young men on the panel tonight. And we could have chosen any of the 100 students that we serve at the school, but these young men got chose for a special reason. So I want to share why?
Of course. I don't think the listeners want to hear from me.
Okay.
I think they're ready to hear from them.
Okay.
Why do you think you were chosen to be here tonight?
Hi, I'm Marvin, and I think I was chosen to be on this radio station today because maybe I have a good relationship with Ms. Honeycutt, Ms. McCarthy. I have good grades. I'm a straight-A student. I had a 4.0 on my GPA. And what I think also that they chose me for is because they think I would do a good job, and yeah.
Okay. Glenn?
Hi, this is Glenn, and the reason I think they chose me because I'm outgoing, I can keep a conversation going. Like Marvin said, I have a good relationship between Ms. Honeycutt and Ms. McCarthy, and I can keep a conversation going, and...
Good job. Hi, this is Dante again, and the reason why I think I was chosen tonight is because I probably did something outstanding that somebody might have known about and I didn't tell anyone, or something that I might have done that was a good deed or anything.
Hi, this is Jalen, and like Dante said, I might have done something outstanding that I don't know and they might have saw.
And I would say that the thing that's impressed us most is... you know, as we look around at the panel here tonight, we're surrounded by young men who take care of business every day at school. Like Marvin said, most of them are 3.0 to 4.0 students, and they're also leadership students who every day are doing the things necessary that we ask at SEI, like practicing standard number one, greeting everyone with a smile and a handshake, as well as just, you know, being a positive influence on the peers at school. So I know that that's definitely a reason why you all are here, and we're just glad that your parents allowed you to be here this evening.
Yes, and you guys represent your school, your community, and yourselves very well. And I thank you for having a good relationship with me and Mr. McCarthy, but you also have good relationship with your teachers, your peers, your family members, and your community.
Absolutely.
So that's why you're here. So, but we've got to get into it, okay? So we're going to start off by covering education. And I'm going to be asking questions, and Mr. McCarthy is going to be asking questions. And you guys just think about it and relax and answer them to the best of your ability. You guys ready?
Yes.
Okay. The first question is, do you feel that most middle school students view education as being important?
Hi, I'm Marvin, and I think some people don't think about their education that much because maybe they want to be popular in their school, and being popular wouldn't help you in school because the popular kids might be in better grades than you are. And why? Because they're trying to pull you down while they go up.
Okay.
This is Glenn again, and I think why people think their education is important because sometimes things like problems in class, they could be getting straight. They can be getting straight A's in the class, and their behavior determines on what grade they get in the class. So if their friends, and because they're popular, their friends is got getting bet is sent getting sent out of class every day for like every day in the week,
mm-hmm.
and they are gonna getting good grades because they are doing the work, and while you're sitting there laughing at them, you can be taking a test, and test is over. You did not start your test, and so, therefore, you're getting a bad grade.
Okay, so you're saying that you believe a lot of middle school kids that aren't being successful in class are like peer pressure or following the bad influences? Or?
Yes, okay. Being a follower.
Being a follower, okay.
Well, I'd have to agree with what Glenn said, because some kids, they might be popular, right? But they might just try to do that to get people's attention, and they might be going down, and all their friends who are popular with them, they might be trying to study hard, and some that their friends don't know about, and then they get, when it comes to a test, they end up getting better grades than them, and then while the person who's trying to act popular goes down, you're going up.
Okay.
My name's Jalen.
Okay, and do you think that, you know, middle school, your grade level, do you guys think that do you feel like a lot of middle school kids take their education seriously?
Well, my name's Jalen, and I think some do, some do not.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know.
You don't?
Way to be honest.
Do you take your education seriously?
Yes, I do. I try my hardest.
Okay.
So I guess what I would want to know is, why is it important to you as an individual? I mean, we talked about whether or not it's important to middle school students in general. I just want to be specific and ask you all as individuals, why is it important? Why is your education important to you? Okay.
I'm Marvin, and I think my education is important to me because, especially my mom, who thinks I should be getting a better education, she thinks that I should be a better person than what she is right now, today, and my dad.
Okay. Glenn?
I think I want to get a better education because I have a goal set. I want to be a car designer
mm-hmm.
or an electronic designer.
Okay. So you need the education.
To get where I want to get.
Okay.
Well, the reason why I need the education because I'm going to be going to college for a longer time than most of everybody else because I want to study the law because I want to be a lawyer and learn about the law, the code of law, the books that have to do with being a lawyer. So I'll have to get a big education just to learn about how to do those things and do the right things.
Okay. Right. And go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was just impressed at what he was saying. It's just wonderful to hear, you know, a young person striving to do law and doing the car design as well. So it's just exciting to hear this kind of things. I guess at what academic level do you feel students should take their education seriously? I mean, as you know, you go from elementary to middle to high school to college. At what level do you think, students should start taking their education serious?
Well, this is Dante again. And what I think level they should take their education seriously is right now. Because there's been, like, in elementary, it was easy at first, but now in middle school, it gets tougher and harder, and you have to stay focused and not try to goof around a lot.
And I think why some people take their education seriously because they have a goal in life, and there's a whole lot of kids that wish they can get an education that we're getting.
Okay, but when do you start taking it serious?
Right
in
now.
Elementary, middle, or high?
Right as soon as I get into school.
As soon as you say it right now. You say it right now as a middle school student. Right now is the time for you to really buckle down and be serious about what you got to do. Is that correct?
Yes.
Good, good.
I'm Marvin, and I want to agree with Dante and Glenn that people should start getting serious on their education. Also because they should, like, be, because some people might think that they want to be something like, say, architect or something, but they just say that just so that they can be cool and already be knowing what to do in life. But in order to get there, you have to get your education and go through school. And that's why I think I should be here in school right now and be getting ready for high school.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I wonder, too, you know, you're all at school every day, and I know one reoccurring theme that seems to come up is teacher-students relationships. And I guess the question I have is do you feel it's important to have a good relationship with your teachers?
Yes, Glenn here. Yes, I do think it's important to have a good relationship with my teachers because, personally, I have a really good relationship with all my teachers.
Okay. Dante?
Well, this is Dante again, and what I think about having a good relationship with a teacher, I think you should, because it's like the story of the boy who cried wolf. When there wasn't a wolf anywhere, he was building a bad relationship with the townsfolk, and that made them angry every time. And then when he really told the truth, the townsfolk, they were in such a bad position to him that they didn't even believe him.
That is a great analogy. Wonderful. So you're saying you have to be honest and truthful and have a good relationship with your teachers so that they can be there for you, right?
Yes.
Good job.
I want to agree with Dante, Marvin here, because in order to be like more in education, you have to have a good relationship with your teachers. And you should be doing that because your teachers might be, like, getting more confident in you, saying, oh, this person is doing a really good job, and other people are also doing the same thing and doing a really good job, so I think I need to step it up instead of getting in trouble all the time and having to leave everybody else behind.
So as we continue with teachers, let's say, for instance, if you can think back on your education career thus far, has there been a teacher that you feel that has made a significant impact on your life? Yeah, big impact on your life. And if so, can you share with us what you remember most about that teacher and what made them special?
Hi, Marvin here. And my teacher would be Miss Tyeski. And she helped me, not in the school year, but in SCI Academy, well, not Academy, but SCI program. And that will be during the summer. And she helped me a lot because she taught me math. And since math is my favorite subject, she taught me a lot, like geometry and a little bit of algebra and all that other tough subjects. But it was at a very young age.
Hi, Glenn here. I wanted to say that my elementary school teacher, Miss Johnson, that worked at Boise Elliott Elementary School, she really helped me a lot to be a good person and to get my education in. And I have really good, the excellent relationship with her.
Well, the best teacher I had a relationship with was, that would have to be probably Mr. Winters, because he was my first core teacher at SCI, my first period, actually, and he was my computer teacher. So I like electronics a lot because that mostly, I like to do mostly a lot of stuff that's electric, like watch TV or play video games. And he taught me a lot about how to use a computer, like how you can make a computer and all the different types of things you need to have in a computer so that it will work.
And my name is Jalen, and the teacher that I've had a best relationship with is Mr. Winters, too. He taught me a lot about electronics, how to create your own games, how to fix a computer, stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay, I have a question.
I thought she was going to answer that question, too. I was going to ask you exactly what, do you remember any of your teachers? And, you know, which ones that might have had an impact on you?
You're making me stretch way.
I know. I hate to put you on the spot. Yeah, I hate to put you on the spot, but you know.
Okay. Yes, I do. I have several, actually.
Okay.
But I think my favorite was, her name was Miss Maureen Flynn. And she helped me adjust to living in Portland because I was born in Texas. And so I had a Texas twang back then. And I was really different from all the kids. And so she kind of took me under her wing, and I will always thank her for that.
Wow.
And I'm going to throw it back to you.
Throw it back to me. For me, I would say the two teachers that I remember most would be my fourth grade teacher. Her name was Miss McDuffie. And I also remember a gentleman when I went to Tubman in sixth grade. His name was Mr. Harris. And I would say the thing that I remember most about those teachers, one, they were the only African-American teachers that I had. And for Miss McDuffie, the thing that I remember most about her is really just she had a very loving way in the way that she treated her students. And I just remember her always making us feel special every time we came into her classroom. And I would say about my other teacher, he was an African-American male, and I would say he provided a balance when I was in sixth grade because at that time we were all struggling to do the right thing, and I just remember every day him coming in, just being that force, you know, and motivating us to do better. And he was just a very respectful and positive man. So as I look back on my education, I would say those two teachers really had an impact on me.
Okay. Well, I can't believe it's already 20 after the hour, and we're going to take a short break. But you're listening to KBOO 90.7 on the FM dial, and that's Portland, Oregon. And we'll be right back with more preteen talk. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. To me, so you can see.
Tune in to KBOO at 6 o'clock on Wednesday. We'll be talking about friendship, right, Josh?
Yep, we will. And that's the Underground, the Youth Collective's public affairs show that airs every fourth Wednesday of the month from 6 to 7.
This one will be on the 28th
of December.
Friendship.
I'm using as a subject from which to preach why I am opposed to the war in Vietnam.
On Friday, December 16th, Bread and Roses explores faith and action with a report from Elizabeth McAllister, widow of Philip Berrigan, on her protest last week with other Catholic worker activists at Guantanamo Bay. That's Friday, December 16th, 6 to 7 p.m. Faith and Action on Bread and Roses.
That I see this war as an unjust, evil, and futile war. I preach to you today on the war in Vietnam because silence is betrayal.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find.
Welcome back to Teen Talk. Well, actually, Pre-Teen Talk. And now we're getting into another segment of our preteen talk, but I just wanted to give introductions again for our young men that are here. So can we start off with you?
My name's Jalen Reed, and I attend NSAI Academy. I'm in sixth grade.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dante Thomas, and I'm in sixth grade, 11 years old, and I attend SEI Academy.
Hello, everyone. My name is Glenn Foster, and I attend SEI Academy. I am in the seventh grade, and I'm 12 years old.
Hi, my name is Marvin Nieto, and I attend SEI Academy. I'm in the sixth grade, and I'm 12 years old.
And good evening, everyone. My name is LaShawn McCarthy. I am a sixth grade coordinator at SEI Academy.
And I am Mickey Honeycutt. And I do Teen Talk here at KABU, and I'm also a coordinator at SEI, seventh grade. Shout out.
Hey, what's up, SEI? I know y'all listening this evening.
Yes, but getting back to some of our topics that we're covering today, we just finished with education. And during the commercial, I was listening to Marvin Gaye, What's Going On.
Mm-hmm.
And you know Marvin was a deep brother.
Absolutely. You know that's my favorite
Oh, yeah.
Of all time.
Oh, yeah. Because he had to stand up and question how America society was treating African-American men and Latino men of color and women of color also. But we're going to be focused on men of color on this segment, okay? So I just kind of want to throw out the question on how do you feel society, you know, people in society, like our government or the people in our community or Caucasian people or people that run government, how do you think they see an African-American male or a Latino male? Well, how do you think they look at you guys or define you? Go ahead.
Hi, Marvin here. And I think they look at African-American and Latino people the wrong way, because I think they look at them the wrong way because they would think that, oh, they do too much crime, they are always in trouble, and they just grow up and be in gangs, but they don't actually get a chance to look at the real people. And
I want you to, I know you want to elaborate, but I just want you to, because I'm going to ask you how do you feel about that next. So I'm going to get Glenn's thought on how do you think society looks at African-American males and Latino males.
Hi, Glenn here. I think they look at, like what Marvin said, do too many crimes, drug dealers, own drugs, in gangs, killing people just because they like it, and revenge. And
okay.
Well, I think I'd have to agree with Marvin and Glenn about what happened, about what they just said, because some people, they think, oh, there's another black person, I bet he's going to do another crime, or I bet they're just going to sell some more drugs and alcohol and just make this place worse.
This is Jalen, and I have to agree with Marvin, Glenn, and Dante. They look at us as criminals. Like Marvin said, they're gonna be in more when they grow up, they're gonna be in gangs. They're gonna sell more drugs, and yeah.
Okay, Jalen, but how does that make you feel being an African American male? How does that make you feel?
That kind of makes me feel uncomfortable because they don't know how we are on the inside. They just look at us at us from the outside.
Okay, and you, Dante?
Well, yeah, I have to agree with Jalen because people just judge you and they don't even get to know you at first. The thing in history between the Indians and the Americans, the Indians just judged the Americans because they thought that they just spread a disease and it was bad for their country. But then people stood up for them and they were about to declare war. But people stopped it from each of their cultures and they told them that peace was the right way.
Hi, Glenn here.
How does it make you feel?
It makes you feel really uncomfortable because, like, people just look at us like, oh, they're gonna be in jail somewhere or stuff like that.
Okay. And being a Latino young male, how does that make you feel?
To me, Marvin, it makes me feel a little uncomfortable, and it makes me feel uncomfortable because people don't actually get to know you real good because they just judge you by how you look and how you act. But once you get to know the people, then you learn something called inner beauty of a person. And that's what makes me feel good about them.
Okay. Mr. McCarthy, I get this opportunity to ask you, as an African-American male, how do you feel?
I would say at this point in my life is something that I would say I'm pretty much used to the way it feels. I'm not going to say I accept it, but I know that it's going to be a reality that I have to face for the rest of my life.
Can you describe that feeling?
I can describe. I would say my feelings today aren't really as bitter as they once were. But I will share that the young men on the panel kind of hit on a good point, and that is how people view you. And I can remember coming out of college a few years back, and I remember I had worked really, really hard to try to better myself. And you know, being in college, you're at a campus environment, so really the whole world that you see is really based on that campus. And so once I left college and came back to Portland, it was a real culture shock because I had fought so hard to try to dispel beliefs that people had about black men. I went to college, did well and graduated. But once I got back home and I started to see the way that everyday people were treating me, it really crushed my spirit. And I'll admit that at one point I was very angry because I felt like I did what America says you should do. You know, going to college, bettering yourself, getting a good job. But, you know, it was the everyday things that hurt, like, you know, wanting to go out for a jog and just, you know, having people, you know, clutch their purses, you know, when I jog past them, or even just, you know, going in the grocery stores, just being followed by security guards. I mean, those kinds of things to me just really left me angry because I felt like I had worked so hard to be the person that I was supposed to be, but I was still being treated, you know, unfairly. And so now I know that it's going to be a reality. I don't like it, but I've challenged myself to try to just get better at making sure that the people that I interact with on a day-to-day basis, the students, family, friends, that they see the best in me. And really, I try to challenge myself to really think about how they see me as opposed to when I'm out in public getting treated bad by individuals. I just remember that there are people that I'm able to know who really care about me and who know the real me. So that kind of helps.
I liked what the young men were saying about judging, you know, from the outside.
Yes.
And not seeing the inner beauty. You know, that's very profound. And I'm listening to them, the young men here, and I'm like, oh, I got to keep remembering that they're 11 and 12.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, and I think, too, that it has to be a lot of pressure on these 11 and 12-year-olds to have to go out into the world every day and to, you know, to have to feel like, gosh, you know, people see me as less than. I know that has to be a lot of pressure on them, but I'm just encouraged by the fact that these young men go to school every day. they work hard. And so I would just encourage them to continue to do the right thing and know that, you know, the right people will know all of the beautiful things that you have inside and all the things that you're striving for. It will come to light, you know, at some point. So that's my little tidbit.
OK, good job. Good job. I wanted to know a person of color, an African-American male or a Latino male or any person of color who was a leader who inspired you.
Marvin here. A leader that really inspired me, well, I have a lot, like my mom and dad and mostly my friends, but I would just like to give props to my mom and dad because they really show me what to do, what not to do, and they always encouraged me to, like, be a better person and be more successful.
Okay. Glenn?
Yeah, Glenn here. Like Marvin said, give, like, props to my mom and dad because they helped me know what's right and what's wrong and how to do things. And my mom always tells me that I need to learn how to do things so when I'm out of the house, I know what to do.
Okay. Do you know, your mom and your dad, wonderful leaders. I'm so glad that you said that. Go ahead.
Well, I have to agree with first two, Glenn and Marvin, because I'd like to give props to my mom because every day, it's like a school. I learn something new every day about how I should live in my social life and how I should be through my whole life as I'm living.
Okay. All right. So, you know, our parents are our first role models, our first teachers, our first leaders. Can you guys think of any other leaders that maybe have influenced you? Because I can think of one that one great leader that recently died. Her name was Rosa Parks. And I think she was an excellent leader, and she influenced me. Do you guys know of any others?
Marvin here. I know other leaders like that, and I'll just like to mention a few, like Martin Luther King, Benjamin Banneker, and Malcolm X. And they were leaders to me, not just because I'm Latino, but also because they helped me be here right now. Standing here at a radio station talking. Why? Because they helped me have a better education right now instead of being on the streets, being segregated, and not being treated the right way.
A couple of my Hilltide people is Langston Hughes, because I'm a little bit of a poet too, and Harriet Tubman, because if it wasn't for her, we'll all still be in slavery.
Good job.
Well, this is Dante again. My two would have to be Martin Luther King, mm-hmm. because he taught us that peace with other cultures is better than having a separated, like, a white-only water building, a colored-only water building, and so on. And another one would have to be Barbara Jordan, because she was a teacher, a congresswoman, and a constitutioner.
Good job.
Yes, they're bringing up names that I'm. Well, wow.
11 and 12 years old.
Yeah, I mean, and these aren't like typical names that you would just hear in, you know, regular history books. I mean, they're really digging deep, huh?
Right.
We hear those in Ms. Boyer's class.
Good job, Ms. Boyer.
My name's Jalen, and my leader would have to be Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
And how he was my leader and other people's leaders, because he helped people, like, go through school and jobs without getting angry from the racism.
Mm.
And I just can't.
That must have been a really hard task, huh? Yes.
Yeah. Do you think that I know a lot of the leaders that you named were leaders that pretty much have made a lot of significant contributions in the past. Do you feel like in today's world that you're exposed to a lot of different leaders that can inspire you to do great things? And if so, who would you say are present day leaders that you know of that you feel like are really doing some positive things?
Hi, Marvin here. And I really can't name everybody, but I would just like to say everybody who knows me and cares about me are the people that, you know.
That you would consider leaders?
Yeah, that okay. I'll consider leaders.
Glenn?
People that, Glenn here. And people that I consider leaders are like my mom and dad and just my whole family.
Dante here, and people who I consider leaders are Mr. McCarthy, Ms. Honeycutt, because they watch out for you and they can help you in your times of need. And then other leaders would have to be everyone at SCI and our president, Akiba, because, like, if you ever have a problem, you can go to her and talk to her about it, because her main words are, I'll always listen to your problems.
And I got to stop and let our listener know who Akiva is. She's our student body president.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the sixth grade, and he's already equating her with leadership, which she is.
Yes, absolutely.
So wonderful, wonderful job.
Well, my name's Jalen, and my leader right now would have to be my dad and Mr. McCarthy, Ms. Honeycutt, because when I need them, they're always there for me. And, yeah.
Wow, you're making us feel good up here. Stop it.
Did we pay him enough?
Exactly. I'm like, you know, we are not a lot of loose change in the pockets.
No, on a serious note, I really want to thank you for that. You guys are great. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Can we, I guess, since we're kind of on the topic of family, I guess, can we just kind of continue on with that? Because you mentioned a lot about your parents and the significant things that they've done in your life.
Yes, and we will. But we have to take a break.
All right.
Okay. You are listening to KBOO 90.7 on your FM dial. And that's Portland, Oregon. And this is Teen Talk. And we'll be right back.
Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and peace here today. Oh.
Oh.
Welcome back to Teen Talk. This is Mickey Honeycutt and my co-host,
LaShawn McCarthy. Hello, everyone.
Yes, and we're with the SEI Academy, Young Men of Color. And our last segment was really deep, and I was really impressed about the young men talking about their culture, mm-hmm. their race, and how it's viewed.
Yeah, exactly. And I would say I'm pretty much just excited just about the conversations about family and just the importance of, you know, them really believing in what their parents are trying to teach them. I'm really inspired by that, and I'm sure your parents are probably listening this evening as well. So it's just encouraging to hear that they're having a positive impact on you and that they're the people that you're looking for, your leadership and inspiration.
Right. But speaking of family, I want to kind of get to know what is one of the things that your mom or your dad can do that really makes you smile, like, that's my mom, that's my dad. Can you guys share with me?
Well, one thing, Mom, I hope you're listening. My mom, when she likes to...
Go on and say hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. This is Dante. One thing my mom likes to do, like, while we're at home or in the car or anywhere, she'll just bring up a song, and it makes me laugh the way she sings it. She'll sing it. Like funny, different ways, and like sometimes just smooth, and it's pretty good.
Oh, can you got to tell us the song? What is the song?
All right,
you
got to
do it like Mom. Do it like Mom.
She sings a lot of gospel songs, and then like Kirk Franklin, Fred Hammond.
How does she do it? Imitator.
Like one time we were listening to Kirk Franklin in the car. We had this favorite song. It was the last song, and then she'd always sing like an opera singer, like, oh, and then I'd be laughing, and we have a good time because we just got out of church, and it'd be funny.
All right,
that's
all right.
That's a good one.
Hey, this is Jalen, and the thing that'll make me smile is when my dad's on the basketball court and shoots a three, and when it just hits that net, he makes his funny face, and it just makes me laugh. He's just like, saucy, what?
That sounds just like Mr. Reed, huh?
So funny.
Oh, can you hit it again, Tim, one more time?
Saucy, what?
Saucy. Okay.
Okay, the thing that my dad be doing that makes me laugh, everything, because my dad be imitating some of the rap songs.
Uh-oh, you got to do this. I'm sorry to cut you off, but you just like he did, you have to tell us what Daddy do.
Okay, he be imitating the song Graffy Taffy. He be like...
Oh. Go ahead.
He be like, shut that laughing taffy. I'm Graffy Taffy, boy, the Laffy Taffy.
He's in the Laffy Taffy.
Hi, I'm Marvin, and... There's two things that both my parents do that make me laugh. My mom, well, the thing that she makes me laugh and smile all the time is like when she grabs my little sister, she's like starts dancing around her. Be like, that's my mom and that's my little sister. And one thing that my dad would do would be like dance and sing at the same time.
What song?
I really don't know. I just hear him all the time because we have a karaoke at home.
Oh.
And so I would sometimes hear him sing and be like, ah.
That is great.
Yes.
That is great. And what are some of the values that your family have?
Hi, Marvin here. And some of the values that me and my family have is like, us having comfort, fun, having like be healthy and stuff, and we don't worry about like how we dress, what we have. Like, say we might not have a PS3 or an Xbox 360, but we at least have our family, and we know where they are. We know that they're fine, and we know that we can always count on them to like help us and stuff like that.
Good job, Glenn.
Okay, my family values are we don't worry about what other what other people have, because sometimes I'll come home from school and tell my mom I want something just because somebody else got it. My mom sometimes says it doesn't matter what you have, it's just how you act and what you do.
Good job.
And she always says we might not have a lot of money, but you got some good stuff too from the money we do have.
Nice. Your family values?
Well, it's the same as Glenn's, except it's a little different. Like, my mom, like, we watch the TV together because there's a lot of shows you watch together, like Judge Judy, That 70s Show, and because it's funny. And then when we watch commercials, I see stuff that I want, like, for instance, like, I wanted a PS2 for a while now, and my mom says, boy, you want this, boy, you want that, you want a lot of things, and I'm like, I know. And then later I think about it, and then I'm like, I don't really need it because, like, I'm thankful for what I have mostly sometimes, but to be honest, and then I like what I have right now because, yeah, that's it.
You like what you have now?
Yep.
And your family values? What's important to your family?
This is Jalen Reed, and what's important to my family is always being respectful, staying on task in school, getting very good grades, and yeah. Yes.
Good answer.
I would say what's important to me as a parent. For me, I kind of look at what my mother did for me and my siblings. My mother is no longer, living, but I would say that the biggest thing that she taught us was just the importance of growing up to be good people. Like Jalen said, being respectful, treating the people that you are around, treating them with respect, and just being good. And at the end of the day, that's what I would hope when I'm gone, that part of my legacy will be that I was able to raise my children to be good people and to be productive citizens.
Right.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. I want to take this part of the segment and kind of reverse it. I've been asking you guys lots and lots of questions. I'm going to give this portion to you, and you tell our listeners what would you like to talk about, or what would you like to share, or what would you like them to know more about you. So I'm going to start off with Glenn.
One thing people should know more about me is, because I have different talents, and some people be looking at me like, oh, you can't do that, oh, you can't do that, but they need to wait and see what I do before they start making judgments.
Why would they judge you?
Huh?
Why would they judge you?
Because of the way I look. Because they never know what's on the inside. It always counts what's on the inside and on the outside.
Okay. It's whatever you want to talk about. This segment is whatever you want to talk about, whatever you want to express, if you want to express about. This is just your time.
Okay, what I want to express right now is that, well, people should, like, look at people a different way, not just, like, the regular way, like, oh, I see Miss Henkel right here, standing, looking at the radio. But in the inside, she might be looking at me right now, saying, oh, I'm so proud of him, that he's right here, helping out by telling everybody what to do and what not to do, and so that they can be ready in the future.
Okay.
Well, this is Dante again, and what I'd like to share is that, well, I have a friend here today. His name is Reeser to me. His name is Jalen Reed, and I've been hanging out here with him for a while now, and he was like one of my first friends at SCI in the summer program, and then I realized that, because at first I wanted to go to a middle school in Park Rose, and then a little later I realized that SCI was a better choice for me because I'd be around my good friend Reeser, and then I'd have more studies on what I want to learn about, and it'd be a new start for me in my as a change the way I am right now.
All right.
My name is Jalen, and
anything you want, Jack.
Reach out.
It's hard.
It's okay. It's okay. I do want to ask one thing, and I want to get your viewpoints on your community.
Mm-hmm.
You know that we see a lot of good in our community, and we see sometimes not so good in our community. I want to know, what can you do now as a young person to change your community for the better or for to be more positive?
Yeah, so I guess if we can, just tell us one thing that you can do as an individual to help change your community.
Hi, Marvin here, and one thing I could do is what I'm doing right now. I'm telling younger people and older people than me to, like, listen to us, because the older people don't usually have or know what to do, and that's why they always sometimes go to the younger people, so they can listen to them and know what they want and, like, see what they need to work on. And what I'm doing right now is helping everybody and the little smaller kids to know what to expect when they're older and what to do.
Okay. Go ahead, Glenn.
Things I can do now to help out my community is making sure the community is looking really good, like by picking up trash,
good,
cleaning up things that have been spilled. But
that's great.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
That is great.
If we all start doing that, I think our community will be a lot cleaner.
Yes.
My name's Jalen, and what I can do for our community is being a leader. I can follow my own steps and do things that are right, and that will help a lot of other people to follow their own steps and do what they want to do.
Well, this is Dante, and one thing I could do to help my community is stop people from fighting and stop violence, because in a neighborhood, when you're just moving in, you start to make your impressions of a neighborhood, and you want it to be a good impression and not a bad one. So if you have people coming to visit, you want them to come visit again, because if you have a bad neighborhood, they might feel uncomfortable where they are, and they might want to go home or get out of the bad community.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Can you guys believe our time is almost up?
What a wonderful time. Didn't
that
go? See.
That went so fast, didn't it?
Yes, it
did. Yes.
It was amazing.
So I'm going to get, I promised, I'm going to give you guys a minute to give your shout outs, because I know you guys like this segment. So we'll start off with Mr. Reed.
Hey, Dad. It's me, your son, Jalen. I'm having a great time over here. It's so fun. Hi, Mom. It's Dante again, and I had a great time, and I'd like to make another shout-out to Ms. Harris, and...
Go ahead.
And now with Glenn.
No, he has another one.
This is Jalen again. Anyway, I gotta give a shout out to Sade. She's a person that cooked our lunch. It was so good. And Miss Harris, she's helped me a lot. Most of all, Akiva, my best friend right now. One of my best friends right now.
Okay.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi. This is Glenn, and I would like to give a shout out to my parents, Mom, Dad, and one of the staff that has helped me a lot in SEI, Mr. Allen, and one of my good sixth grade friends, Marvin.
Okay, we hurry up.
Hi, I'm Marvin, and I just want to give a shout out to my mom, my dad, and all my friends at SEI Academy. What's up?
Okay.
Yeah, yo.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Thank you for all coming and sharing today. And I hope that our listeners enjoy Teen Talk, well, pre-teen talk. And can we just give them a big SEI goodbye?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
From SEI Academy.
Hi, Tracy. Hi, Sydney, Devin, Sean, Lauren, Zion.
Hi,
Nanny.
Daddy. What's up, Mom? It's Dante on
Nanny.
KBOO
SEI
Radio Station.
Yeah, 9.7.
Thank you, KB.